death. Don't blame the Creator God.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, why is it that when a loved one dies, I can hear even committed Christians cry out and say, why'd God do this?
You know, I believe that because much of the church has been taught to believe in millions of years of Earth's history, Christians just don't understand what death's all about. You see, most people have been indoctrinated with the idea that the fossil record took millions of years to be laid down. For example, dinosaur bones are supposedly millions of years old. Now, when Christians believe this, and sadly the majority probably do, then they've accepted there were millions of years of death, suffering, bloodshed, violence before God made the first man. Therefore, they believe that God used death, suffering, and violence over millions of years as part of his creating. So when a loved one dies, it's logical for these people to blame God for death. But Genesis makes it plain that death entered the world after Adam sinned. It was a judgment because of sin. The Bible describes death as an enemy. When a loved one dies, we should fall on our knees before a holy God and recognize that death's in the world because we sin.
For a copy of Ken Ham's free witnessing booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering?, just visit our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll see other booklets written by Ken Ham on topics like dinosaurs, racism, and gay marriage. It's all at AnswersRadio.com.